This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, December 30th. I'm Zoe Thomas for the Wall Street Journal. Digital fitness equipment was already gaining in popularity before the pandemic, but lockdowns and social distancing led to a spike in demand for this kind of tech. One such company that's seen massive growth over the last 2 years is Tonal, which makes at-home digital strength training machines. Founder and CEO Ali Aradi says there's more to Tonal than just a good workout.
You take all of that data across, you know, our huge and growing community across all of these workouts, and now what we've done is amass the largest strength training physiology data set in history.
But what happens to all that data? And are there things that you won't tell a machine that you might say to a human fitness instructor? I put these questions and more to Ali Aradi at this year's WSJ Tech Live event. We'll have highlights from that conversation after the break.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
At this year's WSJ Tech Live conference, I spoke with the founder of Tonal, Ali Aradi, about the role AI plays in making his company's digital fitness equipment stand out. Here are highlights from our conversation.
For the people who want to get one of these home gyms, have you had any problems getting the Tonals to them? Supply chain issues have been an issue for many of your competitors.
It has certainly been a challenge and has kept us on the treadmill running. Just in 2020, we were able to 10x our manufacturing capacity. We actually brought a second factory online last year. We're in the process of bringing a third factory online this year. We've had to scale logistics, both in terms of international shipping, last mile logistics, and domestic logistics, and that's hard work. And that is the only thing right now. That is our primary constraint. That's capping our growth rate. We certainly have more demand than we have supply.
Peloton has had a very successful digital subscription business where you don't need to own one of their bikes or their treadmills. You can just sign up for their live classes. Is that a direction that Tonal can go in, or does the sort of smart AI home gym system that you have not really lend itself to that?
Well, the hardware that we've built, the system we've built, is incredibly unique. It's the first time that strength training has been digitized. And, it's interesting. If you walk into a gym and look at cardio equipment, you'll notice that for decades, it's all had digital readouts on it, buttons on it. You can control the speed and incline of a treadmill, all sorts of charts that show you how fast you're cycling or how many calories you're burning. And you walk over to the weight room and you just have dumb hunks of metal. And what Tonal did is it changed that. And we spent 3.5 years reinventing the strength training machine. We filed 45 patents. And it's a product that's incredibly unique. And personal trainers love it. Professional athletes love it. It's the first time they're able to get data and dynamic adaptive weights. You've probably heard, but we've had, between 20 and 30 professional athletes personally invest in the business after using a Tonal. And that equipment really brings a lot of that personalization into the equation, which is why we're able to do that. We have workouts on our mobile app, yes. You can do HIIT style classes, you can do boot camp, you can do yoga. But when it comes to the core of what we do, the personal training, strength training equivalent, that really is a marriage between the equipment, the data, the AI, and the content all working together in concert.
You can have the strength or the weights increase or decrease. The machine can learn from what the individual is doing, whether it's struggling or not. Those all seem like great features, but a human trainer could see if you're pushing yourself too hard, if you're in the wrong position, if you're going to hurt yourself. This machine can't necessarily do that. So is a robot trainer always going to be a little bit more restricted than a human trainer?
In some ways and in other ways, the human trainer is always going to be a little bit more restricted than what we can do. So remember, a personal trainer standing 6 feet away from you, eyeballing it, and we have, you know, over almost two dozen sensors collecting all sorts of information. So we can actually measure what our members are doing with a much greater degree of precision. We actually have form feedback built into the system. But even, you know, one of the reasons why athletic coaches, strength and conditioning coaches for pro sports teams love Tonal it's because they can stand next to it and basically get data readouts on the screen that they could never get before when they were just watching someone do it with free weights.
Let's talk about that data. How is the machine gathering it? Can you break that down a little bit?
Well, we have sensors. So we generate weight using, you know, generate force using our proprietary digital weight mechanism. So it's something we invented and we've patented. And we have all sorts of data, high resolution, high fidelity telemetry coming off the system. Kind of power generation, form, range of motion, acceleration, speed—all of this data is there, and we're constantly taking that data. We trained our AI to effectively analyze in real time and respond. So we can tell if someone's struggling too much, and then the spotter will kick in and adjust the weight just a little bit so someone can finish those last few reps. We have AI algorithms that will track someone's, you know, form and basically alert them to certain things. Are, you know, are they moving off balance? Is the range of motion inconsistent? Do they need to you know, flatten their back? You know, so we have all of these different feedback mechanisms. And then of course, you take all of that data across, you know, our huge and growing community across all of these workouts. And now what we've done is amassed the largest strength training physiology data set in history. Because you go back to all of the research we have on strength training, it's data collected on clipboards. And now we have access to data that level of fidelity that's never been there. We're literally commissioning original research and asking physiologists questions they've never been asked before.
I mean, that sounds great, right? Like, who wants to have a bunch of clipboards hanging around? But what is actually happening with that data? I mean, a lot of people are concerned about their information going out there. What are you compiling it? What are you doing with it?
Well, first of all, it's anonymized, right? So when it comes to data, I've literally had people ask me, like, Ali, can you tell how much I'm working out? And I'm like, absolutely not. You know, so it's all anonymized data. But once you can take a data set that cuts across people of, you know, different ages, different genders, different demographics, and you're trying to answer the question, how do we get someone stronger, faster? Well, we're able to take the historical data of our members working out and begin to analyze it. We have data scientists and researchers analyze it, and they come back and they effectively give that feedback back to our curriculum teams who create workouts. And so we're constantly creating new workouts based on what we're learning.
Okay, let's talk about what's next for Tonal. What are you focusing on for the next year to come?
Well, it's building towards the IPO. So it's scaling manufacturing. It's bringing another manufacturing plant online in the next few months. It's scaling brand awareness, bringing kind of these new partnerships, new media channels, building out our operations so that despite the global operations, logistics, supply chain meltdowns, we're able to build, you know, consistent predictability. All of these things, just building out our team so that we're able to execute in the face of all the elements of the world that we don't control. That's how you build a great business. And that's our number one focus.
That consistent predictability, has that been something that, you know, Tonal is fairly new, and given the environment that it's been operating in for the last year and a half, is that something you've not been able to get a handle of just given the world as it is at the moment?
Well, the thing that we failed to predict was our growth rate. We grew a lot faster than we originally were planning for. Even last year, we weren't planning on growing 8x. We were planning on growing significantly slower than that. And so where we have seen lack of predictability, it's been in our ability to respond to that additional demand. This year has certainly been a lot better. Next year will be even better. And as we build manufacturing capacity, as we bring more senior executives into the business, as we bring more people into the business to do all the work and the heavy lifting, that is what translates into predictability. And especially in a world where you have to admit there's a lot more that you don't control. Compared to, say, 2 or 3 years ago, you just have to build infrastructure to deal with that.
Ali, thank you so much for joining us. This was a really interesting conversation.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
And that's it for Tech News Briefing this week. We'll be off tomorrow for the holidays, but we'll be back on Monday. Our producer is Julie Chang. Our supervising producer is Chris Zinsley. Our executive producer is Kateri Yoakum. And I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Thanks for listening, and have a happy new year.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.